AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Hamas militants have released two elderly Israeli women who'd been held hostage in Gaza, but the Israeli military says more than 200 hostages are still captive, Americans believed among them. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
It is literally an hour-by-hour effort here at the White House and at the State Department to find out where these folks are and to try to make the effort to get them out and get them back.
Another small aid convoy has entered Gaza, but it doesn't include fuel, and Gaza hospitals flooded with wounded from ongoing airstrikes are struggling to keep generators running. Meantime, the AP's John Gambrell reports from Jerusalem there are growing concerns Israel's war against Hamas could turn into a wider regional conflict.
Israeli airstrikes are even hitting in the south in what they've described as safe areas previously, which has enraged Muslim nations and others sympathetic to the Palestinians. Now, outside of the Gaza Strip, we're also seeing problems in Israel's West Bank, where Israel launched an unprecedented airstrike on Jenin, which saw a mosque destroyed and suspected militants killed. Now, the West Bank hasn't really seen that much militant activity, but it has been steadily rising in recent years with Palestinian frustration over the fact that they still don't have their own state.
Former President Trump registered for New Hampshire's presidential primary today, then in a campaign appearance compared himself to South African anti-apartheid activist Nelson Mandela.
I don't mind being Nelson Mandela because I'm doing it for a reason.
For criminal indictments and other legal cases against him.
Doing it for a reason. We got to save our country from these fascists, these lunatics that we're dealing with.
Senator Bob Menendez, a New Jersey Democrat, has pleaded not guilty to a new criminal charge alleging he conspired to act as an agent of the Egyptian government while chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. In Louisiana, officials are blaming smoke from marsh fires combined with dense fog from massive vehicle crashes that have killed at least 7 people. This is AP News. Swimmer Diana Nyad celebrated the anniversary of her Cuba to Florida swim by freeing a rehabilitated sea turtle in the Florida Keys. Shelley Adler has more.
The release of the turtle named Rocky Sunday marked the 10-year anniversary since Diana Nyad became the first person to swim from Cuba to the Florida Keys without a shark cage.
A number of people, you know, have brought up that Rocky's story is similar to my story, but truth is, I never compare myself to an animal struggling for her life. I was an athlete working for something. I had a team who were protecting me all the way across.
But Rocky, who has been treated since January for an intestinal blockage at the Florida Keys Turtle Hospital, could have helped Nyad during her 111-mile swim.
I wish we could have trained Rocky to swim right next to me and eat all the jellyfish.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Thank you, Shelley. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.